It is good to be back this evening, and we've had a wonderful time today. I want to extend my appreciation to those who prepared the lunch today. It was fantastic. My wife, guess what? She got some brownies. That's right. And not only did she get some brownies at lunch, but she took home some brownies. You know, there was some left on the plate there, and so we had to box them up and take them with us. So she's looking forward to later this evening, a cup of coffee and a brownie. So she's excited about that, excited. You know, the lesson that we're going to look at for tonight is entitled, Which Way Is Out? In the journeys that we go through life, as a Christian, as a child of God, we may find ourselves in difficult circumstances or dire straits from time to time. And as we do, we may oftentimes begin to wonder deep in, you know, inside of ourselves, which way is out? How do we get out of this mess? And so tonight I wanted us to examine exactly some areas that will help us to understand the way that God has given us to remedy that confusion that sometimes we face. In the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 13-14, we are given an indicator here of a concept of a way which is out, or at least a way that leads to different places. The way that is broad and wide has been depicted as leading to destruction, hasn't it? And not only that, but the Bible teaches us that there are many who go that direction. At the same time, the way that is straight and more difficult is something that few people find. So you and I have to realize that God has put the solutions to our problems and our difficulties out there. It's just whether or not we are willing to take the time to investigate Scripture enough to where we can find the solution. Now, there are many solutions to all sorts of different problems that we face. And I want us to look at, for just a moment, to the book of James chapter 1, where we find that James, in writing, tries to help us to realize that the difficulties that we face can actually lead to something that is positive. Begin with me, if you will, in about verse number 12 here. And it says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him." So obviously, our Lord is saying that if you can endure the temptations and the trials and the tribulations that come your way, that he has a blessing that is in store for us all. And that is that he will give us a crown of life at some time or some day. At the same time, a little bit further back, if you will, come back up to about verse number two, and look at what he says here as far as our attitude. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." Now, there may seem like that there might be some difficulties there that we have to go through trials, and maybe some tribulations that come our way. But at the same time, God has said our attitude needs to be one of joy. It needs to be one of a positive nature. The solution that comes out of this whole scene, if you will, for just a moment, is that of patience. Now, we talked about that a little bit this morning in our morning, you know, study. But this evening, we talk about it even in more depth. And that is for us to understand that through trials, through testings that come our way, God says this produces patience, which is equivalent to steadfastness as well. So you and I can see that God has remedies for all sorts of problems. You think about what Jesus had to say in John chapter 18 and verse 36. When he was talking to his disciples and he was telling them that, you know, they need to endure tribulation. Why is that? Because in the world, that's what you're going to have. In the world, you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Is that giving us confidence in? Is that giving us a real good satisfaction to know that if I can endure these trials, and if I can endure all these temptations, if I can endure the difficulties, that my God has said that I can be able to be of good cheer, good joy. Why is that? Because, He has overcome the world. He set the stage for us, did He not? He gave us the example that we can walk in His footsteps. He gave us the example for the solutions to these difficulties. Now, Jesus had difficulties, did He not? I mean, we go back to Matthew chapter 4 and we can see some of His difficulties, where Satan actually one-on-one approaches Him with these temptations, doesn't he? And I wonder what we would do if Satan actually appeared and tested us. What would we do? First of all, we may, find ourselves being appalled. To figure out that, hey, this is the devil. He doesn't look like the devil, but he is the devil. And he says, well, if you're a Christian, then command that these stones be turned into bread. And then, of course, would we say the same thing that Jesus said? Well, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If we were taken into a high point of this building and told to jump off, that God would take care of you, will we find ourselves saying what Jesus said? Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And then if it comes to a point where we say, if you want all the riches and all the glories of the world, then just fall down and worship me and I'll give them to you. And so would we fall down and worship Satan? Or would we say what Jesus said? It is written, that you shall worship the Lord thy God, and Him only shalt thou serve. You see, Jesus had solutions to the difficulties that He faced. And we ask ourselves today, which way is actually out? You know, what happens in all the different adversities that we face from time to time, and we say, how can any good come out of this? A lot of us have, things that have happened to us. You have things that have happened to you. I have things that have happened to me. And I wonder from time to time, well, Lord, why do I have these four arteries 90% blocked? Well, Lord, why did I have to lose half of my right foot? Well, Lord, why do I have to have high blood pressure? Well, Lord, why do I have to have blood bleeding in my eyes? Well, Lord, why do I have to have all of these things? And you have to ask yourself from time to time, where is the way out? What is it all leading to? And you have to realize this, that there are solutions to things. You know what solutions I have found? I have found that, counseling and writing books has become an asset to me. I may not be able to do everything that I used to do when I was 20 years old as far as a 20-year-old preacher out of preaching school, but I guarantee you I can minister in a different way. Now, when we get to that particular point in our lives, when we say, well, I can't do anything for the Lord because I'm not able to, then we need to sit back and understand that the Lord did not give us trials and tribulations, but we find that the devil has put them all in our pathway to the point that he wants to discourage us from following Jesus. But Jesus comes to our rescue, doesn't he? And he says, I will help you. I will be there for you. And we understand the confidence that we gain from a scripture in Philippians 4:13, which you know from memory. That I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we know then that we can begin to go forward for Christ. That we can do the things that are, which seem to be impossible. But yet we can begin to regroup. And we can continue to go forward for the cause of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we can begin to see that even though these things may have happened to us, our Lord has made a way out for us. He has increased our confidence. We must depend upon Him. We must rely upon Him. And our faith is therefore increased. And as we do that, then we draw closer and closer and nearer to God. It's much of what James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 was trying to teach us. If you read that passage of the Scripture, it says to resist the devil and he will flee from you. But draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh unto you. So where is our out? Our out is through Jesus Christ, our Lord, isn't it? It may be difficult sometimes and the seas might be rough, but we want to make sure that we do one positive thing. And that is that we never take our eyes off of Jesus. And I'm sure that all of you are familiar with Peter when he got out of that boat and he walked on water going to Jesus. But when he began to look at the waves and everything that around him, he began to sink. Why is that? Because he took his eyes off of Jesus. So no matter what our problems, no matter what our difficulties, if we keep our eyes on Jesus, we will not sink. Oh, we may suffer some setbacks from time to time. We may suffer a little bit of trouble and difficulty from time to time. But in the end, is that not what we're looking for? Are we not looking past just the present to what is our future? Where are we going? How are we going to get there? And hopefully we can do it through the confidence that our God gives to us. Through the supportive nature that we have for one another. You know, how we care for one another. How we're there for one another. The book of Hebrews teaches us to let love of the brethren continue. Wow. Let love of the brethren continue. We don't ever stop loving each other. And so because of that, we can pray for each other. We can see about each other. We can be able to go forth and take care of one another if it be that way. We are there for each other. That's the way out. You see, that's the way out that a lot of people never see. And that is because they do not have that kind of family. A spiritual family. It's one of the greatest things that you can have, isn't it? You just think about how close that we as a family of God's people are together. And how that we can begin to develop and grow as God is asking for us to do in all the things that we are trying to continue to go forward for. So God is looking to try to help us in every way that He possibly can. God is saying, I can give you the way out, but you have to see that way out. You have to look at it. You have to begin to kind of let it come to your mind. Remember the passage of the Scripture that Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13? The Lord will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear, but will with every temptation provide a way of escape. Wow. So I may find myself in some dire straits. I may find myself in some difficult moments. But my God has said, I'll not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear. He will provide a way of escape. Sometimes I have to take my glasses off and to see that way, right? Because sometimes things are too close up here and I can't see real good out there. But when you take something off and you start looking at things in a real examining type of a manner and a type of a way, you discover things that perhaps you have missed. You start looking at areas that you have just considered that, wow, how did I miss that? And then we start to think about some of those good things that God has done for us and how He has blessed us, you see. Because that is what He promised. You see, God promised that. You go to the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, and you read there that all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10, Paul says, I endured all things for the elect that they may obtain the salvation which is in Jesus Christ. Blessings. Blessings of happiness, Ephesians 1:7. We have redemption through His blood. That's right. So we're looking at so many wonderful things that God has blessed us with and that God has made possible for us to hold on to so that we can continue to grow in the nurture and the admonition of our Lord. How that we will come closer to Him and that He will come closer to us. And in spite of all the tribulation, in spite of all the difficulties that we face, God says, I have a way out. Come on over this way and follow me. Come and follow me. Because that is the way that leads to eternity. You see, God is interested in your soul. God is interested in my soul as well. The devil is interested in making it as difficult as possible for us to go to heaven. He can take away a lot of things from us, can he not? He can destroy a lot of things, even include parts of us. And you think about what he's done. Oh, he's done a masterful, job at trying to discourage people. But God comes back. And he comes back on the scene and he says, endure, overcome, and I will give you a crown of life. You see, God is looking at your soul and at your spirit past your body. Sometimes we get really conformed to looking at our bodies and thinking only of the physical side of our life, and we do not understand the soul. In trying to help people to understand grief, in trying to help them to get through difficulties of losing loved ones, I present to them, a reality. And that reality is this. Only the body dies. The soul does not have to die. Jesus said it over in the book of Luke chapter 10, didn't he? When he was talking there and he says, do not fear those who can kill the body but are not able to harm the soul. They rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. I'd rather respect God to know exactly what he can do for me rather than to know that he could reject me in such a way as that I would be lost. But my God has said not to fear people who can harm this body, but they cannot harm the soul. Hey, you can shoot me 10 times, and my body will die, but my spirit lives on. My spirit lives on. Isn't that what we're looking for? The way out of all the problems that we have faced, all the tribulation that comes our way, is through Jesus Christ our Lord. Did he not say in John 14:6 that I am the way, the truth, and the life? No man comes unto the Father except through me. So it's obvious then that we have to take a hold of the hand of our Lord and that he will lead us through the valley of the shadow of death. That he will prepare a place for us in the presence of the Heavenly Father. And I would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, that's what we're looking for, isn't it? That's our way out. That's our way out from all of physical adversities. It's one day to live with God in eternity. And in the meantime, God says, I want you to have a good attitude about everything. I want you to rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. I want you to be happy that you fall into various trials and temptations or tribulations. I want you to be of good cheer whenever you find yourself going through rough times. You see, that's the attitude that God desires for us to have. What kind of attitude do I have? Which way is out? I have confidence in my Lord to lead me. I have confidence in my brethren to support me. I have confidence in the fact that they will care about me. And that together we can all enter into eternity with God saying, "Well done, thou good and faithful servants. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you a ruler over many." God loves us. God wants to take care of us. And God will never desert us in spite of what we go through. In spite of the pain. In spite of the agony. In spite of the discomfort that we face. You can always remember one thing. That God is right there beside you, seeing you through these difficult moments. And He will take you by the hand and lead you down the pathway that leads to eternal life. All we have to do is be willing to follow Him. So are we willing to follow Him? Are we willing to be a people who are looking for the right way out? Not just a way, but the right way out. Which way is out? The way out leads through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, our God who loves us, and our God who will be there for us at all times. So for a moment this evening, think. Think about how much do I love God? How much am I willing to give to Him? How much am I willing to surrender in order to be close to Him? Am I willing to surrender all, as the song actually says? At the same time, I have to understand that one day, as I submit to the righteousness of God, that I will hear His Word. I will believe that Word to the point that it leads me to change my life. Acknowledging Jesus Christ as the Son of God and being buried with Him in baptism to wash away my sins that I might be able to arise and walk in a newness of life. You see, that decision is imperative to my eternity. So this evening, you may be subject to our Lord's invitation in some way. If we can help you with your spiritual needs, we invite you to come as together we stand and sing the song of encouragement.